Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
All right, Robbie Falk here. We're live on Super Talk Mississippi, and I'm here with Mississippi State coach Brian O'Connor. Coach, I appreciate you stopping by and talking to us. I know you've been super busy the last few days, and you just got a chance to get out and start talking to people now because you've been so busy retaining the team and recruiting prospects for next year's team and beyond. What have the last couple of weeks been like for you? Just this whirlwind of taking a new job, trying to put a staff together, trying to put a team together. And what's it been like for you?
Well, the word that I come up with is exciting. You know, I love it. You know, I love the fast pace of it, trying to put everything together, piece everything together to have the best team and program that we can have at Mississippi State. So, you know, it's been a combination of learning Mississippi State a little bit, getting settled from the standpoint of just, you know, candidly, Robbie, the hiring process, you know, human resources and everything to get done what you need to get done. There's a component of that time is of the essence of something like that. But, you know, my attention first and foremost on the ground at Mississippi State was to meet with all the current players that had eligibility left, right, and talk to them about what the vision of the program was and what the standards are that I believe in to have a highly successful college baseball program, and talk to them about their opportunities at Mississippi State. Because what ends out happening in any of these coaching changes, right? You know, a lot of guys jump into the portal, right, seeking new opportunities while they're trying to understand what the new coach and coaching staff are about. So I feel really good, Robbie, about what we've done in 2 weeks to retain the current roster at Mississippi State. You're not going to be able to keep all of them, because maybe in the last year or two, you know, they haven't played as much as they wanted to, pitched as much as they wanted to, you know, and maybe they want to venture out and find more or find a different role than they've had over the last year or two. And that's okay, right? And then what you do is start to figure out, all right, what are the pieces of the puzzle that need to fit together to have the best 2026 team at Mississippi State. So we've been consumed with that and building those pieces to build out that roster construction for next year and beyond.
And this is such a different time in college athletics. I mean, you have not experienced this particular situation where you go from one school to the other school and you're having to try to get, you know, as many people as you possibly can to stay, while also meeting donors and meeting fans and, you know, kissing babies, shaking hands, all that stuff, doing these interviews. I mean, this is a different dynamic for you as a coach. You've encountered a lot of things, but this is totally different. What's it been like for you and your staff just kind of learning this whole process of trying to build a team for next year, and also, you know, getting ready for the season next season as a new coach?
Yeah, well, certainly I don't have a lot of experience with it, having been at Virginia for 22 years and staying put at the right place. But, you know, a big part of this, Robbie, was the majority of my staff and support staff came along with me to Mississippi State. So we know each other. We know our strengths, right? We know what our roles are. Those have already been in place. So it allowed us to hit the ground running on who has what responsibilities versus having to hire a bunch of staff members, right, that you don't know. And so we were able to, you know, immediately hit the ground running, putting the pieces together. You know, I'm a big believer, Robbie, in efficiencies, right? And people knowing their roles in an organization and being responsible for those roles and counting on them to deliver in those roles. So that was one of the advantages, was with what bringing two coaches with me, Coach McMullen that has been with me for 22 years, Coach Kirby that's been with me for 14 years, and then, you know, four support staff members that have been with me or previously been with me and understand what my standards and expectations are for what needs to be accomplished and get done. So we were able to, boom, immediately go to work And obviously, learning a new place and things like that. I'll tell you, I haven't and will not in the near future have time to spend, with donors and, fans and things like that, because we have to pour everything into building out this roster to have the best team to put on the field next spring.
I asked you this question, this little a variation of this question at the press conference about Justin Parker and the process of keeping him on board, because your whole staff is essentially guys that you have worked with for a long period of time or for the last several years. Justin Parker's different in that dynamic as he was here. What really impressed you about him? And you said that you talked to him several times in those few days that you were kind of going through that process. You could have gone out there and hired someone else, and you had some top targets I'm sure you were after. What was it about Justin Parker that you felt like this was the guy that you really felt was the best fit for you at Mississippi State?
Well, I'll say this. Anytime you're the leader of a program, you're always paying attention to other coaches out there, right? You're learning about them. You see how they work. You see their track record for development and all that. And so, when we actually a year ago at the regional at Virginia had a chance to compete against Mississippi State, I paid attention through competition on how his pitchers competed and how they executed. Obviously, they had some really good talent, but what was he getting out of them, right? And then paid attention to this year as well, and also understand his reputation, most importantly, to connect with young men, to connect with them in the recruiting process and connect with them while they're under your development. And so those are the most important things to me. Obviously, he has strong contacts in the Southeast from a recruiting standpoint, which is vitally important. And then, just us spending time together, I got a better understanding of what he's about as a man and what he believes in running a high level college baseball program and his role as the pitching coach. So after pre-background research, paying attention to the past, right? And every coach always keeps lists with them of who they think are really good, capable assistant coaches out there, depending on what role you're in. And Justin Parker fit that bill perfectly. And so a combination of those things, but I think it's going to be a great partnership having him as part of our staff moving forward.
I don't know if you were out there at the celebration at the time or not, but when he was thanked by Dr. Keenum, he got a standing ovation from the crowd, and you could just kind of see the appreciation that Mississippi State fans had for the work that he did. And then, the day after he's announced, and in some cases, a couple minutes after he was announced, you see a lot of the players announcing that they're coming back, and you can kind of see their affiliation with him as well. When you look at those players that announced their return, Ryan McPherson, Charlie Foster, those guys, and you go to the Ace Reeses and guys like that, how big is that for your program to have those players kind of bridge the gap for you next year?
Well, it's the most important part, Robbie, right? Because those young men love Mississippi State, right? And so that's why after being hired, that was my first focus, was those young men that had the ability and loved Mississippi State to pave the way for them to remain in this uniform. Right, that was priority number one before we started looking into replacing players, because that's important in consistency and continuity, right? And getting the best players that have the right kind of talent and that want to be there. That wasn't going to be everybody, right? And I understand that some players needed to go take their own journey and try something new, and that's okay. Right. And that's where we kind of backfill to build out the roster to make it the most complete team that we can make it.
Coach, I want to kind of transition into talking about Mississippi State, the place and the people, and a big reason why you came here because of the investment that they put into college baseball. And I know that you said when you were at the celebration, that whole deal was just not you. That wasn't really your personality. You didn't really want the spotlight on you. But you did get a good idea of how rabid this fan base is at Mississippi State. What was your impressions of that night when you got a chance to see the crowd and their response to you coming to Mississippi State?
Well, excitement and opportunity, right? I've been familiar with the fan base and the passion and the love that they have for the baseball program in Mississippi State. I'm fully aware of it, was aware of that prior to coming here. But you know, that night on Thursday night to come out, and yeah, there's a lot of, you know, pomp and circumstance that went on that night, and I understand that that's part of it. And yeah, might not be me, but when you're the baseball coach at Mississippi State, it's got to be part of who you are, right? And I welcome that, and I understand that, right? And so, you know, with it came excitement and energy about how passionate these fans are of having a highly successful baseball program. So I look forward to that, right? You can't shy away from that being the baseball coach at a place like Mississippi State, right? You have to welcome it and relish it because it's part of what makes it an incredible experience for the players, the coaches, the fans, everybody involved.
About the same time that you were standing up there and doing that, the whole pomp and circumstance, like you said, about 25 years ago, around that same time, I think you were in the opposite dugout and with Paul Menieri and Notre Dame, and y'all had a battle with Mississippi State at Dudie Noble Field. I think, if I remember correctly, Paul Menieri, after that regional, penned a letter to Mississippi State talking about that week and how special it was and seeing the fans and their reactions and stuff. What do you remember about that regional specifically back in, I think it was 2000, whenever Notre Dame came here, you were the pitching coach?
Well, what I remember first is the loss, the end of the season, right? That doesn't sit well as a competitor, right? That's where it starts because you wanted to win the darn thing. But also too, just left with the feeling of the passion that the fans have for great college baseball. Obviously, they want their Bulldogs to win. We all know that and get that. But their appreciation and love for really, really good baseball. And that's exciting, okay? Is that, you know, the standing ovations for a great play by a member of the other team, okay? That says it all, that they understand the game, they appreciate the game, and they appreciate great play, right? Obviously, they want it on the side of Mississippi State all the time, right? But you know, the game's hard to play, and their understanding of what goes into it is truly a lot of fun.
In that same vein, when you talk about this fan base, you know, they're so hungry for success, and they've experienced it at the highest level a couple years ago, winning a national championship. But there have been some massive highs and some massive lows for this program. They've been up and down, especially for the last, you know, couple of decades now. How do you, as a coach that's had so much success and so much consistency, like you did at Virginia, what do you feel like you need to bring to this program that brings that same kind of consistency that year to year, you know, you're in the mix for hosting at Dudie Noble, you're in the mix for Omaha. This program isn't going through some of those extreme highs and extreme lows as it's had.
Yeah, well, I think that starts with the consistency of recruiting and roster creation, right? And we have a lot of work to do on that, Robbie, right? Not only for next year, but for the future. Okay. And, you know, I addressed this in the press conference that yes, is recruiting out of the transfer portal critically important? It is. There's no question about it. But also, starting to get a small handful of freshmen to come in a program because if they're high level players and they get a chance to develop over 3 years, then you have that player for 3 years. When you're constantly hunting the majority of your roster in the transfer portal every summer, that's not a good recipe for consistent success. Right? Because you can evaluate players in the portal on video and statistics and things like that. There's no guarantee that they come to your program and end out delivering at that level, right? So somewhat of a consistency of incoming, a handful of incoming freshmen that can grow in the program. That's really, really important in roster creation and development to have sustained success. And so we've got work to do on that, Robbie. You know, there, you look at the roster, and there is not, from a position player standpoint, there is not rising sophomores and rising juniors, position player wise, that started in the program in Mississippi State. So if that's the case, you're always continuing to build out the entire position player roster in the transfer portal. So over time, and that's going to take 2 or 3 years for that roster to catch up. Okay. And not going to change what you need to do in the transfer portal, not at all. Okay. But you know, you look at some of a lot of the teams that have been to Omaha, teams that have won the national championship, there's a good majority of their team that were born and raised in that program. Okay. And so, you know, we're not going to solve that right away. That's going to take a few years to solve. And we're going to have to patch it with portal guys until that point in time. Over a long period of time, that can be built. That's going to be vital for this. And then it comes down to, you know, every day, the development of the culture of the program. What kind of standards are you holding the players to? How do you work? How do you develop them on a consistent basis? And those are the things that, those are the challenges, but those are the things that I'm really, really excited about.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to touch on the recruiting a little bit. I know you can't, I don't know what you can say about the recruits, so we won't dive into that. For shameless plug, if Mississippi State fans want to come check that out, they can come to Maroon and White Daily. We have all the details for you there. But you do have some familiarity that you're bringing in. What has been your impressions of, you know, the recruiting process so far? Which, when you talk to players, whether it be in the portal or high school, what are their thoughts and what's been the reception to you at Mississippi State with those players?
Well, I think it's been pretty good for sure. You know, a lot of players are excited about it, open about it, looking for a new opportunity, want to be a part of building something. You know, that's a challenge that you present to recruits all the time. You know, do you want to go to a place that's very well established, okay, and is going to Omaha a lot? Well, there's those places out there. Or do you want to, how are you wired? Do you want to go to a place where you can make a difference? They can make a difference at Mississippi State for sure. And you know, it's got to be the right kind of young man that wants the kind of environment that's at Mississippi State. Okay, every school is not right for everyone, right? But they understand what this opportunity is about. Okay. And what we are about as coaches. So I feel like the reception's been really good. But when you're recruiting in the SEC, right, everybody's really good. There's established programs, there's programs that have been to Omaha a lot recently. And so that's what we're up against, and that's fine. But what we're offering is a new opportunity to come and make a difference in the foundation of this baseball program.
Coach, last question here, because I know that you guys have been going nonstop. You finally got a chance to breathe a little bit, and you have to start doing these interviews. But what's the summer look like for you guys? It's changed tremendously over the years, where it used to be you guys just going to watch kids, I'm sure, play summer ball. Well, now you got to go out and you got to recruit the portal. You got to go to the Cape Cod League and all this stuff. What's it like for you guys this summer?
Well, it's first and foremost putting the best team on the field for next year for Mississippi State, while some of our staff members also stay engaged in the 26 and 27 recruits. right? That goes back to building the roster for the future for longevity and stability. So it's both of them. I was actually up in the Cape on Friday, right before the dead period closed up. And so, it's going wherever you have to go to accomplish two things: getting what you need to get in the transfer portal to have the best team on the field next year for Mississippi State, while also building the future of this thing. So hand in hand, we have to pay attention to both of them, and are, right? And that's what it takes. So, it's piecing it all together through the entire summer, all the way through until the middle of August, because there's high school recruiting events that go on all the way until then, and putting this thing together to have the best current and future rosters that you can possibly have.
Well, Coach, I sure appreciate you. I know that you've enjoyed probably your time with your family on Father's Day. You probably spent a lot of Father's Days in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm sure you'd like to be there
Yeah.
too. So, but I sure appreciate your time, Coach. That's Coach Brian O'Connor, Coach Oak, as he's come to be known. And Coach, get back to work.
Thanks, Robbie. Looking forward to it.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.